Good day. This is Paige Estrotori, cutting through the complexity on behalf of Financial Services Online with your conclusive wrap of this week's finance and industry news from Down Under. On November 6th, the Australian Finance Industry Association, AFIA, set a new course of action by launching the Finance Industry Code of Practice. Besides adding an entirely new dimension to non-bank lending and specialist banking, this is a pioneering strategy in Australia designed to uphold and amplify integrity, transparency, and fairness across the finance industry. This first-of-its-kind initiative in the country is set to build critical consumer trust with its inclusive practices, clearer communication, and specifically by making loan terms more transparent for individuals with limited credit history. Evidently, AFIA's code signals an extensive shift towards a more transparent financial landscape, providing those sidelined by mainstream banks with a brighter path to financial stability and success. Switching focus to the mortgage sector. Australia is currently experiencing a housing supercycle, driven by demographic changes, a shift in lifestyle preferences, and an undersupply of housing. Australia's housing boom offers mortgage brokers a prolific opportunity. Industry experts forecast that the rise in demand will bring about a surge in apartment constructions. It is anticipated to reach somewhere in the vicinity of 75,000 units annually. As this trend grows, mortgage brokers are increasingly becoming crucial partners in the home ownership journey, particularly for clients who have traditionally found it challenging to secure loans. Moving towards the marine industry. In an attempt to enhance the marine workforce in Queensland, the state government has entered into a partnership with the Boating Industry Association, BIA. The Marine Jobs Program aims at boosting employment in the marine sector. With the high concentration of marine businesses, this initiative is set to connect young individuals with marine industry careers, tackling prevailing concerns over skilled labor shortages and apprentice scarcity. Reports indicate that the BIA is planning to engage in upwards of 45 career events across the Queensland area and tie up with groups like the Port of Brisbane Marine Industry Careers. In other news from the marine world, the Australian Fishing Trade Association and the BIA have joined forces to enhance the fishing and boating industries in the region. This alliance aims to bring about growth and innovation, promising an enhanced experience for professionals and enthusiasts alike in Australia's thriving boating and fishing communities. That's all for this week's roundup for finance and industry developments. Stay connected, informed, and empowered with Financial Services Online. For personal and business loan finance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Signing off, I'm Paige Estrotori. See you next week with more from the financial news frontlines.